gets ready to face the Gamecocks this week. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. Coming off a great win, and we're ready to get into rivalry weekend.
Awesome. We need to start with Thanksgiving. T.J. Parker came in here, and he literally – he did you notice he did it clockwise?
He
started at 12 o'clock, and he showed us his plate, and he literally was just pointing around, and he pointed at the dessert plate, all this stuff. How hard do you think about your Thanksgiving meal?
Well, me and my family, we go pretty all out for Thanksgiving. We have probably every dish you could think of for Thanksgiving. Me personally, there's a few things that I would say I, you know, have it in quarters. So, you know, we're probably going to put the turkey right at the top. You know, that's the main dish. Gravy on there, of course. Then we're going to have some stuffing right on the side. I love stuffing, so I'll probably fill it up a little more than usual. And then we're going to have some mashed potatoes at the bottom here. And then to the side, we're going to have some of those Hawaiian rolls, and that's probably finishes it off.
The one side you have to have.
The one side stuffing.
The stuffing.
Really?
Okay.
He calls it stuffing, too, not dressing. Stuffing and dressing. Oh, yeah, it's the same.
I don't know why it's dressing.
I don't know
I even call it.
I'm not even sure. I call it not that because I don't like that stuff.
You don't?
That's my one. If there's one Thanksgiving side that I just don't need at all, I just don't need
it. I have
that
one
all,
aunt
really.
That makes.
I'll give you mine. How about that? You can have mine.
Have you ever had oyster dressing?
No.
Yeah. It's like,
what?
Why
would you do that?
Hey, I got one aunt that makes oyster dressing. Like,
that's terrible. Texter, all right, Texter says dressing is baked separately in a pan. Stuffing is baked actually inside the bird. So I guess if it's baked inside the turkey, it's called stuffing, but if it's outside, it's dressing. I don't know, man.
This is mind-blowing.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of dressing before.
I don't know any of that. All right, so that's out of the way. Do you have a favorite dessert?
Dessert, apple pie and some ice cream. You know, heat up the apple pie, ice cream kind of melts on top. It's pretty incredible.
You know, I do want to talk some football, but this is something I can't get on
board.
This
is more complex than football.
This is really good.
Really.
I can't get on board. I have such a hard time with, like, very cold ice cream and hot apple pie. It makes for just a weird – it's just weird in your mouth, man. It's just weird in your mouth, and I can't do it. I'm like, this makes lukewarm. This makes lukewarm. I can't do it.
And it's perfect.
I can't enjoy it.
It's not too cold. It's not too hot. It's right in the middle.
I appreciate that because I know people love
it. Mix of
flavors. I know people love it.
Come on.
I can't do it. I'm a weirdo, man.
So what do you have then?
I like if turkey's fried, I'm going to get a fried turkey or a smoked turkey. Okay. I'll do those. My great uncle, deep fried turkey. Oh, yeah, baby. Real good. Ham, in the absence of a fry or smoked turkey, I'll get some ham, little green beans, little mac and cheese in there, little mashed potatoes, and I got to have pumpkin pie with Cool Whip. Not because it's good, but because it tastes like I was seven.
Okay. Nostalgic.
Yes, it's nostalgic, man. It's nostalgic. Physically, how you feeling? You feel good?
Yeah, I feel great.
Awesome. You're going to probably – and I know this is hard. We actually talked to TJ about this. Watching Jaheim go down last week, I know you guys felt the same way about Olsen last week. You're getting a little more run, but at what cost? You know what I mean? How have you guys – how has that affected your preparation this week?
Yeah, honestly, I have a routine that I stick to every week, and – whether I play one snap or whether I play 100 snaps, that routine is the exact same thing. So, yes, there's big shoes to fill with Olsen going down, and he's been like a brother to me this season, just kind of helping me with stuff. And him going down, I've tried to like have his back and just be there for them if he needs to talk to anyone or anything like that. But he's been like someone amazing in my life, and I couldn't thank him more for this season. But, yeah, like, he's going down, and now there's big shoes to fill. And, yes, I will be playing more snaps, but the routine's still going to be the same routine.
You've prepared a lot now. Do you feel like an older player now at the end of this season where, like, last year you're going through it, and this year, obviously, you played a little more. You may have prepared a little differently. But does this feel – do you feel like a veteran going into this rivalry game now relative to last year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like I've prepared enough to where I could – I would compare it to anyone on the team, the seniors or the freshmen. I feel like my preparation, you know, I find little tweaks here and there to make it a little better. But, yeah, I feel like going into this week, I'm prepared.
What did you know about this rivalry before you came to Clemson?
Yeah, so coming from Chicago, I didn't really know about this rivalry, to be honest. But since I committed and since I came to a game day and kind of since it's been integrated in my life, I really sense the amount of
yeah.
this rivalry holds.
Is it something that like a coach has to tell you, or you just sort of pick it up? You just start realizing.
Like when you commit, like on social media, like there's, you know, South Carolina fans that are hating and like Clemson fans that are praising you, and then everyone talks about the big game at the end of the year. I kind of knew about it, but coach always likes to talk about it too.
You've been to road venues, but how do you think Williams-Brice Stadium is going to feel?
Yeah, I heard it's loud there, and I heard it's going to be a great atmosphere, so I'm excited to go play over there.
Do you feel like offensively...
It is a great atmosphere, just keep your helmet on. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right, yeah, keep your helmet on. Sometimes that locker room stays locked for a suspicious amount of time, and that's real. Curious, your thoughts on where your offense is. As you're heading out of, like, Furman, you're heading out of Florida State, you're heading out of Louisville... Where do you think this offense is? What are the vibes like here among you guys?
I feel like we've just been trending up all season. I feel like every week we've been executing better, and I don't think that there's anything been wrong with any plans. I just think at the beginning of the season we just weren't executing a couple little things, and towards the end, like now, the middle of the season, we started executing better, and now I think we're primed for a great game offensively.
Where you watch a quarterback get a curtain call like Saturday, the emotion.
Yeah.
From Cade, you see different sides of people than we see, even in media settings. You see different sides. What does that do for you as a player to see your quarterback emotional like that, and the appreciation that he has for the fans, and vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, Cade has been amazing to just not only just Clemson football, but to Clemson in general, and it's really cool to see that someone who really loves their school, because with the whole transfer portal and all that stuff, he's been here through all the hate, through all the good and through all the bad. His first couple years, everyone was asking Coach Sweeney to go in the portal and get a new quarterback, and now he's, you know, everyone loves him, and just to see him stick it out and him love, like, just Clemson in general, I think is amazing.
What have you learned about yourself this year through some of the difficult conversations, maybe very different team meetings and
yeah.
different practice sessions than maybe you guys thought you'd be having?
Yeah, so obviously, going in the season, your goal is always to get to a national championship, go undefeated, win every game. And obviously, that didn't work out for us this year. But just continuing to finish, even in the tough, and just continuing each day to try to be your best, and then just trusting in the Lord. And if you just put all your trust in Him, then it'll eventually it's not saying it'll all succeed, but it'll all be good.
Dabo said something yesterday, it may have been Don that actually brought it up, that Chris Denson addressed the team in the locker room.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because that's like a young kid that's just been grinding
yeah.
over there, like not getting in the game. And for him to address the whole team, that's kind of remarkable to me. What was that like in the locker room?
Yeah, I love to see that. I feel like quarterback is like a natural leader position. So to be a quarterback, you need to be a good leader. And I feel like to see him step up and talk to the team is like – looks really good, and I can't wait to see his future.
What's one thing that you feel like you guys, as tight ends, as an offense, that you need to get done this week if you're going to be successful?
Honestly, just executing the little things. I feel like that's something that we've improved on as the seasons go on, and that's just something that I think we need to just do. I mean, there's nothing crazy. Like, yes, sometimes you need to make some superhuman plays, but as long as you just do the little things and do the little things at a high level, I think we'll be successful.
You're talking about little things. Sometimes they're big things. And you've made some good plays. Do you have a favorite play so far this season? Favorite thing that you did?
A favorite play. I would probably say the first touchdown that I had. That little seam across the middle. And kind of like hop-stepped over that one guy and then scored. Just scoring that first touchdown was just an amazing feeling. And then going through the season, I mean, I can name 100 other times just – having like great blocks or great catches or whatever, but I just thought that first touchdown, there's no feeling like that first time.
I was gonna ask you a follow up question, like, have you learned the value of like just throwing a like a crack block, you're down the line,
oh, yeah.
it's like a little inside zone split and you're like bam, you're just nailing the guy. You've learned the value of that.
Oh yeah, like coming from high school, I was just a receiver, so I didn't really block much, but coming to college and like really learning like how to block and all that, it's just like scoring a touchdown is really fun, but there's a different feeling when you get when you just put someone in the dirt.
I love that. Do you have a favorite memory of that? Just laying somebody out like that?
It was one of the first. I think it was one of the first plays against Florida State. Like we were on their end, and we ran some power, and I took the DN, and I got a little help from the tackle, and I just took a couple yards back and just planted him. And it was a pretty good feeling.
Did you let him know about it?
I mean, I don't really talk trash unless someone talks trash to me. But yeah, I mean, you say a little something.
I mean, you can say a lot with a look, you know.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, Christian. Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
Best of luck this weekend. Really appreciate you getting to talk to you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.